My name is Scott Jones. I am 37 years old. Today is May 17th, 2015, and I'm speaking with Thomas Roger Jones, who is my father. We're recording an interview at Fort Sanders Hospital in Knoxville, Tennessee. So, first question is for you, Dad. Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in your life?
The kindest, there have been many people that have been kind to me. Right off the bat, I was thinking about my mother, Violet Jones, who's been extremely kind to me, and I appreciate her so much. My dad, also Fred Jones, has been very influential in my life, and I've enjoyed my life with him and everything he's brought to me and everything he's instilled into my life. So, yeah, so those are two good people that I love to see again one day.
Yep. Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Most grateful in my life, I would thank my parents. They've gone out of their way on numerous occasions to make sure that I've been am healthy, taken care of, and given all that I need and all that I've ever asked for. So I would thank them for.
Do you have a lifting assistance to 416, mm-hmm. please? Lifting assistance to 416.
I would thank them for all that they've given to me. So. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
And we are recording in the hospital, so we'll get various interruptions here. Okay. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them?
Most of the lessons that I've learned to be patient. I've learned to develop my skills as far as with my hands and to be outreaching to others and to love others as the way that I would love them. I appreciate them very much for all they've given me.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories in life?
There's many, but one that just hits top of my head is when I was 16 years old. My parents threw a birthday party for me that I was not expecting. It was really a wonderful experience. And so I will never forget that one.
Where was that birthday party at?
The birthday party was at my house, in the basement of the house, actually. I was with my dad down at the grocery store. We were doing, I was down there under the pretense of helping him clean up the basement, the downstairs. Everybody else was upstairs kind of straightening up and decorating the basement. And so anyway, I wound up spending my Sunday afternoon with them, straightening up the basement while they were getting ready for my party.
Hmm. That's nice of them. Well, do you have a favorite memory of me?
A favorite memory of Scott?
Of me.
Well, let's see. I was thinking about a couple of things. I remember you hurting yourself stepping on a piece of glass one time, and also you always seemed to be a little bit on the reckless side. You know, you always injuring yourself, not intentionally, but but hurting yourself with the, on the foot or whatever. So another time I remember you hurt yourself by stepping on some glass. I believe it was glass at the house.
Well, I will say that this is your favorite memory of me. I hope that's not your
favorite. No, it's not my favorite.
It's just one of the memories that sticks out in your head.
It's a memory that stands out, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
Lead me here. Lead me a little bit.
I can't lead you to your favorite memory. But
I tell you, one of the favorites I had was we on the ballpark, you know, throwing baseballs and playing baseball, and you were on the field, and we were throwing the ball back and forth and just having fun, just playing baseball, and anyway, so yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories? Not about me, or could have been about me, but in life.
Most difficult in life.
What's your most difficult memory that you've went through?
Mm-hmm. Most difficult memory in life.
You're totally honest.
Yeah. Most difficult, just see.
We could skip.
Yeah, okay, let's skip. My butt's hurting.
Got some pain right now. What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
I'm proudest of. Well, I'm proudest of your accomplishments in school.
Doesn't have to be about me. You know,
oh, just, I thought it was.
No, just in general, in life. Doesn't even have to be a child.
Okay. Can we stop this and then come back to it and do it again?
What do you mean?
We stopped right now and then later on we go and pick it up again.
Let's see. Now we have to keep going with questions.
Oh, that's,
I know. But I can go to the next question if you want to.
We'll go to the next one because I think I can I might be able to write down some notes and whatnot and be ready.
Okay. What is your greatest accomplishment in life?
Oh boy. Greatest accomplishment. I don't know, Scott.
Can I give you what I think is a good one?
Sure. Yeah. Lay it on me.
Been able to have raised three successful kids.
Absolutely, and, yeah.
And having a child of my own, I don't know how you and Mom were able to handle three kids in 3.5 years.
Yes.
having babies pretty much at the same time.
No, you very much. That's, right on.
You know, right now, yeah. Mason, my son, is... he's not 3.5 yet, but that would have been generally the age that Andy was when I was born, and yeah. You already had Amy in between that. So, to me, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, definitely it was, and it is, because I just look at the three of you, and I look at my grandchildren, and I think how wonderful it is, you know, that I've been able to raise you all and instill in you all the qualities and the skills and everything else that you have, and because it's been wonderful seeing you all being raised with a good skills and quality that I'd want you to have. So
yeah. Okay. Let's see here. I'm gonna pull a different question. How has your life been different than what you imagined when you were a kid? Has it been different? Sure it has, somehow.
Yeah. How has it been different?
Did you imagine that you would have a lot of health issues?
No. I was not expecting to be unhealthy like I am, you know, with all the health issues that I have to deal with. It just surprises me, you know, that I'm here in the hospital, for example, at age 65, trying to understand what I'm living with and why I've got all the diabetes and everything else that I have. So, yeah, that's just kind of shocking.
Yeah. How do you think, you know, the treatment of your disease, diabetes, has progressed since you were a kid? Do you feel that it's made big strides from when you were a child?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was managing diabetes from when I first detected that I had diabetes.
Which was what age?
12 years old. It has been really a drastic change, you know. Having all the other nuances that come along with diabetes. So it's been surprising to me to have to realize what I have to deal with. And but I've been blessed, though, at the same time.
Well, I mean, yeah. As a kid, for me, you know, whenever I knew you had diabetes, you know, it was something I didn't think that you would make it this long. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're still here. That's great.
And I am here, you know why? Because God wants me to be here. You know, I've thought about it many times. You know, Lord, what do you want me to do? What have you got plans for me in my life to accomplish, you know, to be 65 years old and to be able to live like I have and to accomplish all that I have. It's just been amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me to do and all the friends that I've made and things that I need to get done. So
yeah,
it's been nice. Very nice.
How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be remembered as a person who has loved other people and extended myself to others in ways that is that I get tired.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe one or two more questions and then we'll be done. I know you're getting tired.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll page through here and see if I
clarify some things or whatever.
No, that's okay. No, these interviews are
spontaneous.
Are spontaneous and no practice needed for him, so, yeah.
You're wearing me out.
I know. So I'll ask this last question. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
Say to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's several things, but one, I'd like you to really understand how much I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I don't think I could have my life as full as it is without you in it. You know, you have been a blessing to me, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. You have made me proud of everything you've done, And I just can't put in words, you know, how much I love you and how much I know you love me. And I'm gonna write this out in a different form probably one day.
Yeah.
So I don't. I'm not a bumbling idiot, you know.
You're not a bumbling idiot. Yeah. Well, I love you too, Dad, and I know you love me.
I love you very much, Scott.
So we'll end the conversation here. We'll make that our last comment. So, but thanks for doing it with me.
Okay.
So, say, are we finished recording?
Such a sort of.
Let's see your nebulous. Are you finished recording? Yes.